Answers Magazine, Volume 12.6, page 50. How does Genesis affect my view of salvation? From Kay Arthur, co-founder of Precept Ministries, author of How to Study Your Bible. This past summer, our three teen boot camps did an inductive study on Genesis chapters 1 to 3. We didn't tell them what to believe. Rather, we showed them how to discover truth for themselves. They spent 6 hours a day studying and discussing Genesis in relationship to the rest of the Word. It was life-transforming. Genesis is the book of beginnings. The other 65 books build on the foundation of Genesis. If we don't accept Genesis as God has breathed it, how can we believe anything else that is written from Exodus to Revelation? Its foundation is to be built on, not ignored, disregarded, or denigrated. From Ken Ham, author, speaker, founder, and president of Answers in Genesis. By taking Genesis as literal history, we understand that death, bloodshed, disease, and suffering are consequences of our sin, not part of evolutionary processes over millions of years. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Death and bloodshed before sin would undermine Christ's atonement. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. When Adam sinned, death entered the creation as a judgment, which sets the foundation to explain why God's Son stepped into history to die and conquer death by rising from the grave. From Mike Wild, missionary translator to an unreached people group in remote Asia Pacific. The nations are made up of a kaleidoscope of beautiful people who all possess unique languages and complex worldviews. To effectually reach them with the gospel, we must start where God started, in Genesis. Genesis gives us the foundation for who God is, His attributes, His creation, sin, and His promise of the coming Redeemer. Missionaries must intimately know the language and culture of the target people, and as they lay the Genesis foundation, they build a very strong base for a clear understanding of Jesus Christ's redeeming work. From Todd Beal, professor of Old Testament literature and exegesis at Capital Bible Seminary. If Genesis chapters 1 to 3 is not taken literally, then there is no literal Adam or literal fall. Without a literal fall, there is no need for a Savior from sin. Paul repeatedly contrasts Adam and Christ. Through a literal man named Adam, sin entered the world. Just as through the Savior, sin was finally dealt with at the cross. That salvation was first promised in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, immediately after the fall. Both Adam's fall and our salvation are inextricably linked to the first three chapters of Genesis.